Well, isn't this an interesting start to the show today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, what I thought I was probably going to talk about is now no longer going to be spoken about, because now I have to energetically deal with our little interference, which I believe the listeners need to hear, because I bet you anything that there is at least one listener out there who is going to understand what I'm about to talk about. So okay. I think this is the direction I'm going to head. Okay. I've got, you know what, Lynn? I feel like I have to stand up for myself for a minute, because I'm talking to the one person out there who's listening, because that one person who is listening is the most important person listening. And it only takes one listener to create a relationship.
Right.
As long as you have one person, you have a relationship, and you have a radio show. And so, as far as I'm concerned right now, you, Lynn, are my one listener, because you are the one person that I'm dialoguing back and forth with, because, really, you and I are in a relationship one time a week for 1 hour a day, correct?
I was kind of hoping I didn't hear that again, but okay, I'll run
with you. So basically, if there is listeners out there in the universe, seeing email confirmation, if there are listeners out there in the universe who listen to the radio show through podcast, or they're listening to the show live, which I highly doubt it at this point, based on where the energy is, then technically, you are the one who helps me create the energy for what is going on out there in the universal consciousness, because you are the male energy. And for the type of person that I am, as the shaman, the psychic, the medium, the healer, the, you know, the Buddha of the world, of a storyteller, you know, whatever label you put on it, it is imperative for me to have a male energy in my world based on the work that I do. And so since I'm doing radio show, you are the male energy. And unless and until I replace that male energy with another male energy, you're pretty much my dialogue partner. Because in the nature of how I do my work, I am having to talk and communicate, because it is how I energetically shift people in their world. And if I'm not talking and communicating, then my radio show isn't what I want it to be, because then no one's getting the healing that they need. Because my show is not about me, it's about you. It's about the listener. That's what it's about. However, I have to communicate about myself, because I am the story of my own existence, which is also the existence of millions of people out there, because we're all running and going through the same enlightenment pattern to get to a higher state of consciousness of self. We just have different ways we do it, which creates different stories. So I'm not on the radio to talk about how great I am, or to let people know if they've had a shift in their own consciousness to prove that my communication works. My job is to just create the communication. And I'm a little ticked off right now energetically, because there is an entity that is basically breaking the two of you up, which means I just put myself in front of you, okay, and I'm speaking as another entity, because we cannot connect on Skype. So I've had to call into the radio station, and now I am being cheated of the opportunity to connect with you face-to-face through Skype and do my radio show the way I want to do my radio show. Because there is an energy out there on the planet that perhaps doesn't want me to connect with you in that way. Now, this is symbolic of all relationships out there, that they go through this at some point in time where they feel like someone, something, or an entity is coming in between the relationship. It could be romantic. It could be a partnership. It could be business. It could be an animal. It could be anything. But there's always energies that are working on interfering. And so based on how enlightened my energy is, I no longer live in the normal world of other people and how they view relationships or business or media marketing or anything like that, because I'm at a totally different level. That's why I have a radio show. So I can give the gift out there to the world, so my voice can help bring other people to the enlightenment. It isn't about teaching them how to get there. It's about me simply being me and using the anointment of those energies that I have been gifted with, that I have worked to develop in my skill set the way Shelby's personality wants to deliver it, and put it out there to the world. So I don't want people to change who I am. Because I am who I am, and I communicate the way that I communicate, and by golly, it works. And so, for us not to be able to connect in through Skype, this must be the darker shadow side of myself that is coming to the forefront and saying, whichever entity is out there that is preventing you and me from having a face-to-face conversation on Skype on a radio show that I pay to have, shame on you, because it is time for you and I to connect in the way that we're supposed to. And that piece of energy that I am exuding out of my body goes to any listener out there that is in a relationship where you feel like other people's energies or maps are having an influence on your personal relationship. Business, pleasure, romantic, child, animal, it doesn't matter what it is. So the way my world works in my radio show is that I am going to bring in any kind of energy that is conducive and fair to speak about that the collective consciousness is also experiencing. I will bring that into my world right now because my energy helps to lead other people's energies onto a higher enlightened path. So sometimes mistakes have to happen in my world because the collective consciousness is wanting the mistake to happen because they want me to talk about it. That's what people pay me to do. Or now listen to my radio show. So I am combating other radio shows right now or radio stations who are actually looking to have me on air in other places because they understand the nature of the work that I do. And that's a positive thing because energy is supposed to move and we're supposed to be allowed to move that energy and be who we are as a personality instead of having other entities in our world create us to be something that they're not because they're not us. We are only us. That's a very powerful, powerful way to be. So I'm talking to any entity out there as a listener who has done anything in their energy to keep relationships that are meant to happen from happening. Shame on you. This is your, here's my ruler tapping on your knuckles. Shame on you. Because that is what is keeping people from happiness, yours included. Because you're too busy not wanting other people to be happy and succeed in happiness. So somewhere your energy is out of control and it's putting blocks in other people's world. Shame on you. And that is what people pay me for. They pay me to be this kind of a communicator because I have no block when it comes to letting the energy that is supposed to come in so I can help shift an out-of-control energy that is damaging other people. And this is what has actually shown up in my world. So when I am communicating in this kind of tough love manner, this isn't Shelby Miles, my personality, talking. This is the anointed energy of a tough love type of discipline to get your energy on track if somewhere in your energy you're sabotaging other people's successes. Shame on you. So it takes someone like myself who isn't always trying to be the pleaser to your energy to where I can come in and snap it down. And that's why my client will say to me, okay, Shelby, I'm just going to shut up. You talk. And when I sit there and go into the energy, if I have to get anointed in a deeper energy that to me also sounds like, oh, God, I'm yelling at them and this and that and whatever, okay, I consciously know that's what I'm doing, yet I will tell people, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to start yelling at your energy because your energy is not acting right, blah, 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 okay? And they laugh about it because that's my technique, because I am unbiased to what energy comes in because I'm here to move people. I'm not here to make friends. I am not here to talk about how great my work is. I am not here to have people believe that what I do works. I'm not here to do that. I'm here to be me, and I'm here to communicate, and I'm here to move energy. I'm here to be a shaman and do storytelling because that's how people move. So in the reality of the world in relationships or business or anything like that, okay, people don't necessarily understand how I move, because people are so easily led with the herd that you think you have to do it a certain way because that's how they learned at school, or that's how, you know, this person over here does it. No, that's the problem with society. That's why we have so many robots on the planet. It's because everybody's doing what everybody else thinks they should be doing instead of just doing them and creating the uniqueness of them, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your life, whether it's with your friendship, it doesn't matter. Get back to doing who you are. And so when people hire me for speaking engagements, they hire me because I give them permission to be who they are. And my storytelling, even through my radio show, gives frequencies to basically flip the middle finger to other energies, not people or personalities, energies, who are trying to sabotage those people to coming up out of the woodwork to be who they are, which is why we have bullies. Because it's the bullies that keep people from being successful because they beat people down. It's an energy. I'm yelling at the energies of people who are doing this right now. And if it offends some people, great. That means your energy is out of control in this area, and you need to keep listening to this. You'll thank me in 2 days. Because when you have that kind of energy running and you get into that frequency of a shifting, like what I'm doing now, then it takes 48 to 72 hours to process that energy, and somewhere in your unconscious mind, you're going to shift and you won't do this again. So if you're having problems in your relationships or your business or it's not going the way you want it to, well, then somewhere inside of you, you're sabotaging. Or you're not letting other people be happy. You may consciously think that you are, but your energy may be trying to block it. Okay? So that's why I thought it was funny when we started to get on air. So for the listener out there who's paying attention to the show right now or on podcast, the way this radio show works is Lynn and I connect through Skype. And then I get to sit in front of my computer and do my radio show from my computer. And for some reason, the connection wasn't happening, and so all I was hearing was static. So then we had to go to plan B, and I had to do it through my phone. And I already knew, as I was sitting there, the energy that was coming in is, oh, this is going to be a really fun show. I'm going to talk about this, or I'm going to talk about that. I had a whole different energy. And then at the last minute, I had to go with what the energy was that was present, which was the frustration because we couldn't connect. So somewhere out there, Lynn, somebody tried to break us up.
Well, I think I might have fixed it.
Good. Should we test it? Let's see if I did the energy work.
Tell you
what. Ooh, this is going to be fun.
Call me.
Call me, Lynn. Call me.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break. We'll see if we
No, I want to do it live on air.
You want to do it live on air?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see if it works.
All right, fair enough.
I'm waiting for the call.
I am calling you now.
Oh, well, why do I see... Oh, well, I'm like on a message thing here. Oh, is my audio off? How do I go back to this? I'm going to close out Skype and then I'm going to reopen it.
Okay.
See, I like doing it this way because... See, now... I see that it's offline. And I'm doing the energy work. That's why I want to do this the way I'm supposed to do it, because life is not perfect. And so if there's something that you and I are missing, that energy is important to stay on air, because that means that somebody else out there is missing the same kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just closed out Skype, but when I... Lynn, I don't see that you're even online.
Okay, that's incredibly weird, because I'm looking at it.
I'm going to call your phone.
Okay.
And see, by your picture, see, I'm getting really hot right now. And I see your face, but it says offline.
Okay, so... Here's what I will do. I'm going to go ahead and get out of Skype, and then I'm going to jump right back in.
Perfect. And as you do this, my back is kind of sitting back in my chair. You know, so I'm disassociated from an energy of sorts. And so I want to tell the listener out there that whoever is listening, okay, at this point in time, this is what happens in your relationships energetically. You may be having a physical conversation with someone, but your energies may be disassociated from the other person. And you may be looking at something one way, like I can see Lynn's picture in my Skype box, but it says offline. Well, Lynn's looking at his Skype box and everything, and he's seeing something totally different. This is classic relationship issue. That's why.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. And that's why I am totally not about having a perfect radio show. What I'm about is creating real life experiences so people can go, oh my God, that's exactly what's happened to me. Or, wow, Shelby, I'm so glad that mistake happened on your show, because somewhere in my unconscious mind, that made sense to me. And we're so busy being perfect or wanting to sound like we're perfect or our ego has to run the perfection. Mm-hmm. And my ego's gone. I don't give a shit about that. It comes back when it's necessary. Yet, I would rather listen to a radio show that is less perfect and is having more real-life examples of what's happening and go with it, because that tells the audience and the listener that I am authentic in the energy in which I'm running. Because I'm connected into everybody else out there on the planet, and apparently all of these people that are going to listen to this radio show and podcast, those are the people I'm doing this radio show for. And that makes me proud. That tells me, wow, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I know how my skill sets and gifts run. So I'm telling people out there, the frequencies that I'm giving you, never let anybody come in and tell you how to run your relationship. Because you are the only one who can intuitively tap into who you are and what you represent and what your heart chakra is telling you to do. Okay, so as you're doing this Skype, here's a story for my listener. Listeners. Okay, so I recorded, because, you know, I moved, right?
Right.
So I didn't have cable for like a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was horrible. No, it wasn't. Anyway, and because I'm able to tune out and process everything that runs through my energy system by just watching TV and watching movies. Because my brain doesn't have to think and I can process the energy faster. So I recorded Courtney and Chloe Take the Hamptons or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched one of the episodes that I recorded. And Kim Kardashian, her best friend, is Jonathan. Well, the two sisters, mainly, not Kim, which one is the, it was Courtney, the one that's in the relationship with Scott. Okay, let me back it up. They were in a car in New York. They were going to Babies R Us because they were doing a promo or something for the Kardashian baby. Okay, there's some clothing line now that Babies R Us is carrying that has the Kardashian brand. So they were in the car, and Kim was supposed to go with her best friend Jonathan to the Jersey Shore after they did their appearance at Babies R Us. And, well, as they were in the car, Courtney, who is negative Nelly, trying just to control Scott, blaming everything on Scott because he's had the alcohol and drug addictions and, you know, dumping her shit on him and everything, she's the one sitting there telling Kim, oh, well, you know what? There's a leak out there, and it might be Jonathan because he used to be a publicist, and he has connections to the media, and, you know, how does the media and some of these tabloids get the information so quick? You might want to just be careful of what you tell Jonathan. And just that one simple thing created an energy inside of Kim, who literally runs from her heart, and she started guessing whether or not Jonathan was the person that was doing that. And so they get to the Jersey Shore that night. Well, then Chloe calls Kim, and she's like, so, guess what? Such and such just got leaked or whatever. And Kim was like, well, you know, oh, my gosh, I told him this, but I don't know, blah, blah, blah. So the next morning, Jonathan comes in the door, and he gives Kim donuts. And basically she challenged him by saying, hey, this got leaked to the media. You were the only person that I told. He was completely offended. And she said, I want to see your cell phone. I want to see anybody you've talked to or sent text messages to. He throws a thing of donuts on the couch at her, throws her phone. He's completely offended. And by the time it was all said and done, and Kim went and did her research, she found out what the real story was, and basically the paparazzi put two and two together based on what the story was, and Jonathan had nothing to do with it. So then you end up seeing Kim in the episode saying, I knew in my heart Jonathan wouldn't do that. He's my best friend. I knew. And shame on Chloe and Courtney for putting their gossipy map on her with her best friend, who she knows better than they do, that created a situation that didn't need to be created in that relationship. So that's what I'm talking about. That's why the lashing of the energy came through the first half hour of this show, because someone is apparently putting that curse upon you and me, which is why we're not connecting on Skype right now. So I'm experiencing what's happening every day to other people. So someone's got to bring it to the forefront and put a frequency out there to shift it, because I don't know about you, Lynn, but I would much rather talk to you through Skype than talk to you on the cell phone. It's a better quality connection.
True statement.
Yes. So I'm still a little disassociated. I'm going to run that energy through the commercial, and then we'll come back.
You got it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm James Brown. I do weather and traffic on KKTV 11 News, but those aren't my only jobs. I am the owner and operator of James Brown DJ Service, serving Colorado Springs on the Front Range for more than 25 years. From weddings and wedding receptions to parties, picnics, and proms, I have the experience to make your event special. I also MC corporate events with more than 20,000 songs of all genres, so let me make your occasion special. My number is 719-597-9197, or send me an email at jbrown3633@aol.com.
Hi, my name is Dominic Mancino. You might remember me as a 1970s detective on the ABC show Life on Mars. I also portrayed the locksmith in the movie Inside Man, plus played many other characters in movies such as American Gangster, Vinnie Vino, and the producers, and my newest project, Marco Polo, where I portray a 1940s mobster. I have appeared on TV shows like Law & Order, Sopranos, and Blue Bloods, and have been in several commercials, such as the New York State's Lottery Bada Bling, and an international commercial for IKEA, which was filmed in Italy. I can do voiceovers for animated films and any other projects in this field, and have been in the entertainment industry for approximately 12 years. Professional actors like myself work hard at our career, but we do enjoy making movie magic. So for more information on myself as an actor, please go to www.imv.com and type in Dominic Mancino, or visit me on my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/Dominic Mancino. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Lynn Williams of Cosmic Broadcasting, and if you've ever had an issue with a computer or a computer system, you know how frustrating those things can be. I just had the pleasure of talking with Michael Clark of MRC Technology, and I come away from the meeting thinking that this is the guy that can do it all. Runs a company that specializes in network and computer support, can work on most computer system issues, has over 30 years of experience in the field. Anything from virus cleanup, firewalls, security, web and email hosting, even workstation and server maintenance. This guy can get the job done for you. Windows, Macs, or Linux, you can count on them to do whatever it takes to resolve your issues. Do yourself a favor and get in contact with MRC Technology. 5050 Edison Avenue, Suite 111, right down the hall from Cosmic Broadcasting. Michael Clark, MRC Technologies. Give him a call at 719-362-0710, or check out the web at www.mrct.us.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to another week of the Animal House.
Guys, our brothers from Pueblo Fire Department are here. Last Wednesday, you guys saved Sarah's dogs. Tell us what it was like, and what is it like getting all this attention?
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, the attention's been overwhelming. We didn't expect. These aren't the first animals we've saved, so it's kind of surprising to us that these animals have created such a media.
Pueblo Fire, you guys rock. All of you rock.
Thank you.
Yes, and are y'all as good looking as the guys here?
No, they're not.
Oh.
No. You pretty much got the cream of the crop right here.
Yeah. About as good as it gets.
Oh, God. Ladies, that was Nate. Stay away from him. He definitely has an ego. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. The Animal House, Tuesday, 5 p.m., only on CosmicBroadcasting.com.
Hey, guys, this is Lynn Williams of Cosmic Broadcasting, and if you've ever had an issue with a computer or a computer system, you know how frustrating those things can be. I just had the pleasure of talking with Michael Clark of MRC Technology, and I come away from the meeting thinking that this is the guy that can do it all. Runs a company that specializes in network and computer support, can work on most computer system issues, has over 30 years of experience in the field. Anything from virus service cleanup, firewalls, security, web and email hosting, even workstation and server maintenance. This guy can get the job done for you. Windows, Mac, or Linux, you can count on them to do whatever it takes to resolve your issues. Do yourself a favor and get in contact with MRC Technology, 5050 Edison Avenue, Suite 111, right down the hall from Cosmic Broadcasting. Michael Clark, MRC Technologies. Give him a call at 719-362-0710 or check out the web at www.mrct.us.
Cosmic Broadcasting, changing the way you hear radio, one show at a time.
We're going to shake things up.
Compelling, inclusive, and without limits.
You ready?
Radio without limits. Cosmic Broadcasting.
It's worked so far, but we're not out yet.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Pure energy.
Oh, yes. And here we are, Lynn. We're back, and I'm still on my cell phone.
Yep, we're still trying.
So now I'm going to move to my squirrel. This is what I wanted to start at the top of the hour with, is the squirrel story. Which is, yeah, it's like my squirrel story. You know what's really funny?
What?
I'm gonna even see. Okay, when mistakes happen in your world, like when energies go haywire and things seem like they're not working, then what has to happen is you actually have to laugh at it. Because the reason why I'm laughing right now is because I literally, like, during the break, I literally, like, shut off my computer, restarted it, all that kind of stuff, and my entire internet is now offline.
Ah, okay.
And my internet was not offline when I started the show. So, once again, energy... Okay, something has happened that has disconnected my entire system. Would you like to know what it is?
Yeah, fire away.
Well, I literally just walked back into the other room where one of my TVs is with my DVR and the internet. And I just looked down at the power cord, and it was turned off because my TV was on. This is the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Things, when you are an energy that is supposed to help lead other energies, weird shit will happen in your world, and you don't even know why it happened. Because somewhere there has to be an educational experience. Okay? So that's why I'm laughing. And so now, okay, what I love about this is that somewhere an energy was created. I don't even know how the hell the power strip just got turned off. I am a psychic medium. How did that just flip off? Did my cat walk on it? I don't know. It's buried behind the wall.
Disconnected when it was moved in?
Huh?
Disconnected when it was moved in, possibly?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everything's been... I mean, literally, I was just watching TV before the show started.
Okay.
So I'm laughing. Now, maybe my kitten ran across it and turned it off or, you know, something like that. I have no idea. But it could have happened. But what I'm laughing about now is that what's really funny is that sometimes you have to completely unplug yourself in the world, and then you've got to turn the big power strip back on.
Right.
And the big power strip is God. Or Buddha. Or Muhammad. Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter what name you give it. Okay? It's the universal connection to Source. And you know what's really funny? Is I'm standing here looking at my DVR, and I'm looking at the internet box, and all of the blue lights just lit up. So for anybody out there, I want you to Google the spiritual symbolism of the color blue. Because blue means something. Okay? So now I'm back online. Okay? And because it shows connected. So now I just pulled up Skype, and I'm going to type in my password here. And then I'm going to tie this whole thing together. Okay, Lynn, I see you. You're back online.
All right.
Now
All right. Let's see what we can. Go ahead and call me. Let's see what happens.
Okay, let me call you. I'm pressing the call button.
This is actually happening on air. This is awesome.
Oh, look, there's my cute little face. That was a good picture of me.
All right, let's try it.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Crystal.
Wait, there's still some static.
Still can't hear yourself?
No. Plug it again.
All right, let's see.
And you know what's really funny about this?
Huh.
If I hear myself, I hear a reverberation of myself.
Okay, so you hear that coming back through.
And you know what's hilarious is I just watched a video on YouTube before we got on Skype at the top of the hour, and there is an app that you download to your phone, and you put the earplugs in your ear, and then you're supposed to sing a song, and it messes with your brain because you're hearing your voice reverberate back to you. And I laughed my ass off. It was hilarious. So now I'm laughing that I'm hearing pretty much the same thing with what that app was talking about.
Nice.
That I watched minutes before we came on air.
See? You found a way to tie it all together.
Exactly. This is called surrendered living in the flow. You can't plan for this shit to happen.
Thank you for giving.
Do I need to have people come on air and talk about their experiences and stuff like that? No, I just need to have experiences on the show.
Thank you for giving me the new title of my book. You can't plan for this shit to happen.
No, you can't. And what's really interesting and what I'm so excited about is that what I'm hearing in my voice through the show right now is indicative of that second voice in our head that sounds choppy and is unclear and we don't listen to because we're too busy listening to the ego.
Okay.
So now I'm going to talk about how do we move from ego to hearing the clarity of that God source within inside of us.
Okay, anxiously awaiting the next part. Guess I lost you.
It's me.
Okay.
Am I on air?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so let me just tell the listeners what just happened. Literally, the call dropped when I was about to talk about the God source. And I literally had call back into the show to connect. crazy right now. So whoever listens to this show today or whenever in podcast, they're going to, like, win the lottery. Because I am in direct internet connection to God right now, apparently. And I have a call coming in from Florida. Maybe this is about to get easier. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to laugh if by the end of the show I actually can hear us on Skype and we get this connection. But let me continue.
Believe it or not. I was just going to say, believe it or not, I'm picking you up through Skype right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't hear it on my end. It's still static on my end.
Okay.
So this is perfect. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's almost there. It was almost there. It almost connected. It sounds like... It's on... Not yet. Okay. I can hear myself through my own computer.
Okay. I think I know what it is.
Okay, perfect. This is how God feels. Okay? Like, for all of my Christians, Catholics, Baptists, Muslims, whatever denomination you are, this is exactly how your higher God that you connect into and pray to, this is how they feel. Okay? They're trying to connect into you, and you hang up on them. You sound staticky to them because you're running your own ego.
Okay.
And God is sitting there, like, and I can hear you, but I don't think we're connected yet.
No. So, I'm going to turn your phone up. I'm still working on it.
Oh, but this is funny because when you talked through my computer, you sounded like God.
Okay, yeah. I never want that comparison again.
But you are God.
Hey, stop that.
No, you are. Because you connect into the energy of that higher source, and it runs through you. You're still Lynn. But you're God, too. You're Shelby. You're your wife. You are the creatures that walk the planet. You're everything. And that's where the disconnect is as a nation, is that we're too busy giving our power away to someone else. Call it God. Call it your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your friend, your dog. We're too busy giving that energy to everybody else that we don't bring that energy back into ourselves. So my job is to create the energy frequencies to tell people, no, you are going to receive that energy back to you. So this is why you're such a great partner for me on the air, Lynn, is because you are representing what a lot of other people are feeling. And you're free enough to say it. So that reaction was very authentic. And you just represented most of the people out there.
Oh, God, I hope so.
That's why I'm doing the show. Because you can't, like, again, you can't plan for that shit.
No, you can't. Not at all.
Okay, because I don't know what your belief systems are. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is what your language just said. And I went, okay, great. Well, that's pretty much most of everybody in there.
Right.
So to go back to the top of the hour, when I was doing the lashing with the ruler on everybody's knuckles, saying, stop letting your energy interfere with partnerships of other people, okay, that is the truth. And also there's a blame there, B-L-A-M-E. We always like to blame people in physical bodies for the reasons why we are not getting what we want or why we are not connecting and getting what we want, because somewhere we have to put that energy someplace. Well, the reason why we don't get what we want has nothing to do with anybody else. It has to do with you, right? It has to do with, are you connecting into source to have that source of connection to where your energy is free to float out there and do whatever it needs to do for your highest good and the highest good of everybody else, and then ching, turn the light switch on, and you've got a wonderful, fulfilled life where you feel like you have everything you want, even if you don't. So there was another show I was watching the other day, which was very interesting, and the girl said, oh, God, what show was it? I can't remember. But anyway, she had everything she wanted. You know, like she thought, I wanted to be married, be a wife, have children. You know, these are the things that I wanted, and I have everything. Oh, it was a movie I watched. It was Mom's Night Out. It was a movie I rented. And in the movie Mom's Night Out, there's a scene in the movie where she's sitting there and she's like, you know, I mean, this is what I wanted. I wanted to be a wife and a mother and have children and everything. So, and she was doing a mommy blog, and she was writing in her blog, and she goes, so why am I not happy? So the reason why a lot of people are not happy and their happiness is just an illusion is because they're missing the universal source of connection to that energy to help create the happiness. Because the happiness is not in other people or other things. The happiness is in the energy of that source, which we label as God, okay, that runs through us. But it's an energy. It's not a person that makes us happy. And we put God and Jesus and Buddha and Muhammad and everything, we put all of those people into categories as people. Ooh, I'm hearing myself through the internet now. We put that in categories as people, and we're expecting somewhere energetically that those people are going to make us happy. No, those people want us to connect to their energies and run that through us as an enlightened energy to where we can help manifest to us the things that make us happy and calm and peaceful, because we're at a zero point energetically of nothingness. That's what enlightenment is about. That's what ascension is about, is getting to a place in your energy where you're just surrendered. And that's why people, when they go through tragedy and they cry and scream and yell and where's God and this and that and whatever, and all of a sudden they have a breakthrough and they go, oh, thank you, God, you did that. No, you did that. Because you broke yourself down enough where you got out of your own way and you allowed the energy of whatever you label it to come through your body, so there could be a shift happen. People pay me to get there like that. I am not God. Yes, I am. I'm Shelby as a personality, but I'm God, I'm Jesus, I'm Buddha, I'm Katie, I'm Sarah, I'm Faith, I'm Angel, I'm Hope, I'm Charity, I'm all of these things. I just named all my animals. Okay? Because
I figured
my energy
that. I was like,
is everywhere.
Where are you going with that?
Yeah. Those are all my animal names. So I am them too. I'm you. I'm everybody. So we live in a world of individuality where we're like, oh, I have to just be me. No, you just have to be your personality. And then you surrender energetically and allow the energy to move through you, so it can shape and mold your gifts that are specific to you to come through and shine. How do I do that? Because I lived the last 3 years of my life surrendering my ego. And I no longer care what anybody else feels about me, thinks about me, perceives me to be, how I should do things, because the only person that I answer to is myself, because I'm connected into the energy. However, I have a compassion and a respect for others out there who may not really get it yet, or they're searching, or they're moving forward. And I'm still doing my thing, too. I'm still on my path. I mean, my God, listen to my past radio shows. You'll see that, ooh, Shelby did something over here. Yeah, I'm glad it happened. It's part of my enlightenment. Okay? You never get there. You're always just moving towards something more enlightened. Yet a lot of people haven't even begun. And these energies coming in now are forcing the energies of ourselves to surrender. So if there's a disconnect in the energy, it's because somebody else's energy hasn't been willing to move. And so so here's all my TV show watching coming through. So I love watching True Torby. And I recorded the last two episodes because I didn't have cable when I moved. And so I watched them last night, and I'm literally watching Tori Spelling waste away. Her boobs are like hard as rock. She had to go into the surgeon to basically tell her, hey, you've got stage 3 of stage 4 of this. You really need to take these things out. She didn't go in and have a surgery of something that was damaged when she gave birth to her last child. You know, she looks horrible, and she's blaming her husband, Dean, for everything. When Dean had the affair and he had the alcohol and drug addiction, well, he's the one that's really, truly in rehab and gets it now. She's the one who is collapsing into herself, and in one of the episodes that I watched last night, Dean is sitting here going, no, for one, this is not me. Like, I am not crazy. Because we are so wanting to blame everybody else for what isn't happening because we're trying to control everything.
True statement.
And in the midst of trying to control, you create other people like myself or anybody else out there who is in control of their own energy to come back and pounce on you and throw your shit back in your face. Because no longer are people going to allow themselves to let other people's viewpoints affect what they're doing. Business, pleasure, relationships, or whatever.
Right.
Everyone's looking to have their voice. So we have to simply become who we are, and we are energy. And people across the plains have forgotten that we are energy. So our job is to be energy. And then on top of just becoming and being the energies and learning what those energies are that run through us, then we can shape and mold how we use those energies for purpose and service. So as I finish up, because how much longer do we have?
About 2 minutes.
So as I walk back into my office, I don't even hear my voice coming through reverberating at me. Now I do. And now it just came through the computer.
Okay. So if I turn your phone down and you use your computer the regular way that you're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
I should be able to hear you through Skype.
Can you hear me through Skype?
Perfect.
So we can hear each other?
Yeah.
Okay, so do I keep my phone on?
Nope, let me turn it off.
Oh my God, I'm hanging up. Okay, so you can hear me?
Oh yeah, you're perfect.
Oh my God! Oh my God, we did it! Oh my God, we finally got it! Holy shit!
I was having visions of my granddaughter until you said that, but nevertheless, glad we did it.
See what I mean, Lynn? You cannot plan for this shit to happen.
Never.
So it literally took us almost an hour to connect back through the technology. And if you and you're in Colorado Springs, I'm in Dallas, Garland, specifically, Texas. If we can do this through technology, do you think it really takes that long to connect into your higher source of power, which we call God or spirit?
It's safe to say no. It's safe to say it could work pretty good.
Yeah, so it's safe to say no. So this is literally a real-time example of what your energy, not you, Lynn, but just, you know, I'm using you in general, what your energy does on a daily basis. It's always connecting and disconnecting from source or energy. Take the labels off. Take God, Buddha, Muhammad,
your boyfriend, your dog. Take all of the people out of the equation. It's just you and your energy and how you connect to that energy. And you are constantly 24/7 connecting in, connecting out, connecting in, and connecting out. And what your job on the planet is right now is to stay more connected in than to stay connected out. So by me doing this radio show today and surrendering to the energy so it could be exactly what it needed to be, do you know how many people are going to get something from this radio show today?
Should be a lot.
A lot. So was it worth it for me not to listen to anything else other than myself and allow what my radio show needed it to be? You betcha. Because somewhere out there, other people needed and wanted what just occurred to us today. That is being faithful. Oh, we got about 2 minutes. Oh, you just typed to me, Lynn. You just typed to me. So that's what it means to have faith. And that's what it means to follow your higher self. Even if you have other voices and maps coming into your world trying to direct you, you always go back to the source of you and check in with you no matter what anybody else is saying. And I just had a session this morning with a client who just found out she was pregnant and was going through wondering if she was going to keep the baby, abort the baby, or whatever. And so I literally told her, you have 500 other people talking to you, and what is it that your energy is asking for? And by the time we were done with the session, she said, Shelby, I finally feel like I just saw myself. I said, exactly. Because she had the abortion scheduled for the end of the week. And by the time it was all said and done, she's a major impact. And so I had to work through everybody else's maps to figure out what hers was, and then she came to her own conclusion. That's called getting back to self. So I challenge anybody out there today, if you're looking for advice, you better make sure you find it through somebody as a healer who is aligned in the energy, who has your best in energy interest at heart, so your unconscious mind doesn't take on stuff that it doesn't need to. It's called building the immune system and the energy. And on that note, Lynn, I feel like I have done my job today, and I am so proud of anybody else out there who literally stuck with this podcast or listened, because you are going to get a huge reward for yourself by doing it, and I'm happy. And I would love for you to post the comments or call in on next week's show to tell me what happened. Lynn, how do you want to end it?
I think you summed it up.
Yay!
We'll talk next week. Have a good one.
Yes, we will.